Welcome back to Ram and Gurjab Untitled. I'm your host, Ram.
I'm your other host, Gurjab.
Before we start, I'd like to remind our listeners that you can go follow us on Instagram at @Ram_Gill_.
You can follow me at @Gurjab_M.
You can also email us your questions at theuntitledpodcast2323@gmail.com.
Alright, so you know how in the bearer of bad news, so I had to give some more bad news. Sadly, legend, Chicago Bulls, NBA All-Star, son died at 33. So basically his death is like unknown for right now. But he suffered from chronic asthma, and Scottie Pippen had this to say. He said he was a kind heart and a beautiful soul, gone away too soon. I love you, son. Rest easy until we meet again. And yeah, so like he suffered from like chronic asthma. And what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, he probably had some underlying cause under it
for like, sure,
because people say it couldn't just be from chronic asthma. It's probably not a death from an asthmatic attack. It was probably cancer. It could have been COVID.
Maybe even COVID. Like, it's really bad when someone with that severe of like chronic asthma has that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's probably more likely to die from COVID.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the two of us shared the love. Like, both of them loved to play basketball, and Scottie Pippen said one of the reasons why he couldn't be in the NBA was his chronic asthma.
So
otherwise he would have been in it, and it's really sad to see a person gone too soon
I know that Scottie Pippen isn't married to the woman that like his baby mother, right? Baby mama, that's how they say it or whatever. But like he was still really respectful to her, and he was like condolences to her mom and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was still, like, it was, like, probably a tough time for the whole family. And, like, you know, I've never actually lost anyone important to me, so I don't know what to say about this, but.
It's probably, like, on Scottie Pippen, it's probably, like, easily the hardest time in his life type of thing.
Yeah.
Losing a son is probably.
Oldest son. First kid.
Like, it's an unimaginable thing type of thing. So like we don't have sons type of thing, but like
I am your father.
But like we have no idea what it's like type of thing.
Only Scottie Pippen himself knows how he's feeling, and especially because like there's like different relationships you have with your son. You could have a bad relationship. They obviously had a good one because they shared the same love for basketball. They were family. And they considered each other, like, best friends sort of kind of thing, you know?
And seeing your son go before you is probably, like,
really tough on him.
Yeah. I don't know. But our prayers go out to Scottie Pippen and his family type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So, in a bit of happier news, but still kind of in a sore subject. So, George Floyd's killer, right?
Yeah.
His name is Derek.
Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all three counts of second degree and unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. He is facing a maximum sentence of 40 years for the second degree murder, 25 for the third, and 10 for the second degree manslaughter.
Oh.
So there he's facing a lot. And
that's good.
They're saying, like, it might not be, like, consecutively, it might be like concurrent, so like he might do, because it was all for the same crime. And basically, for the people who don't know, earlier or like mid last year, like George Floyd, when was it, like during the summer 2020? June 14th.
It was during the summer, I remember.
It was like June 4th or something.
No, was it during school?
It was during school.
Yeah, so September-ish.
Yeah. No. It was like, I'll search it up, but I think it was in June month.
Yeah, but basically, if people don't know, it was... I think everyone really knows the Black Lives Matter protests and stuff.
May 25th, yeah. So, yeah. So basically, yeah, we haven't really covered a lot about it, about the Black Lives Matter. Well, like, we have covered it, but, like, especially this. So, basically, what happened was Derek Chauvin kneeled on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, 28 seconds, something around that I saw.
Yeah.
And he killed him, and it's been confirmed that he died because of suffocation. A lot of people are trying to defend that the officer by saying he was already on drugs, he was doing this, he was a convicted felon for whatever he did, but whatever, he was still innocent, and he was begging for his life.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
Yeah, he was like, I can't breathe. Sorry, we just had some, a little bit of an issue, but we're back. So basically, yeah, so he was on drugs, and like, they were saying George Floyd was on drugs when it happened, and that was his cause of death, but in actuality, it was confirmed that he died to suffocation, and it's all on YouTube. Everyone's seen the video, and there was huge riots, and today he's actually been finally convicted for all those crimes, and his sentencing should be in 8 weeks from today, and today he got convicted of all.
You know what I don't get? There's a, everybody knows this problem, but like, in America, the justice system, probably in Canada too, I don't really know how it works, but like, the justice system is so slow. Like, it takes so long to get everyone convicted into, like, dumb cases, like, of celebrities, and especially, last for, like, 5 years or something. Like, it's so, like, it doesn't,
it's because there's so many cases around the world, they can't do everything at once, so they have to, like, even, like, a speeding ticket, like, if they want to go to court, they have to wait months and months and 4 months, even if it's local, bro. It's crazy.
We can't even go to court anymore for speeding tickets.
Can?
Yeah, because of COVID.
Oh, because of COVID. But okay.
Yeah, so, like, now you just have to pay it.
Yeah, I was going to go to court for mine.
Yeah, same. And then I had to pay for my first check.
Oh, my God.
But whatever.
How much was your ticket?
I think it was 114.
Oh, yeah.
What was yours?
140.
Oh. Mine was 1 over speed.
Was 1 over speed. I was at 71.
Yeah, same. I was at 71. In a 60 zone, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. I was 71 in a 60 zone, and then I got fucked. I don't know. It was a day I made fun of everyone because Gosha got a ticket and you got a ticket too. And that day, it was karma.
Got fucked, fucker.
Okay, I should have had a ticket a long time ago, but it's okay. But like, back to the whole George Floyd thing. Yeah, Black Lives Matter, I feel like it's still going on and stuff, but like, it's not as prevalent as especially it was then. There was like riots everywhere.
Yeah,
especially even here, like, it's rare for riots to happen in Edmonton, but there was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was cool to see type of thing that everyone's like banding together against one certain cause that everyone feels is wrong type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it kind of gives you, sometimes these type of things give you hope in hope the humanity future, type of thing. Because like,
it's not all Trump supporters.
Yeah. But like, oh, I saw this one TikTok video though. Like, you know how the riots happened in the Capitol riots? Like when Joe Biden got elected, right? Yeah. And a lot of people rushed the White House and stuff. But like, if you looked at media and stuff, there was only like, you didn't see that many people there. But there was like thousands, like hundreds of thousands. Like, I saw this one TikTok, and there were just like floods of people.
Really?
Yeah. And like, it wasn't just like, it wasn't just hundreds of people. It was like thousands of people. And it's weird to see like that the media was kind of controlling that. But like, it's not that it doesn't make anything better type of thing.
I bet they had to control it because like, they didn't want that. Like, they didn't want to be like, oh, it's so easy to rush the Capitol.
Yeah.
Because, like, then it would, like, be a breach of security or something and for like, America.
Yeah, yeah. And the TikTok video, she uploaded it twice. And the first time, they took it down.
Oh, well, maybe there's America like, can roll.
A little bit of a TikTok.
TikTok was Chinese owned.
Yeah. But, like, didn't America buy, like, shares from Arizona?
Yeah, like Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart or something. I don't know. But, whatever.
Whatever.
Shut up.
No.
What was I saying?
George Floyd brought something about George Floyd.
Oh, no. You ever see the cat food experiment?
No. Like the, you were not talking about that, but okay.
No. Yeah, I know. But that was what I was going to bring up. Like, so, like, people keep saying, like, cat food. And, like, cat stuff. And, like, they
try
keep
the
saying...
Try the experiment on me first.
No, no. They keep saying it to their phone. Yeah. Right? And then two seconds later, the ad shows up on their phone.
Bro, they're listening. It's like when we searched up VR.
Oh my god, we've talked about this, but like,
or we talked about VR, and then we would go on Instagram.
Yeah, no, we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, but that was it. I was like, no way.
Yeah, but like, it's so weird. Like nobody, everyone knows this, but nobody like
cares.
Does anything. Yeah, well, I don't really care either.
Talk about it today. It's a good topic.
Okay, yeah, what do you have?
Bro, it's kind of like related. So I was watching stuff.
Yeah.
About the dark web.
Oh.
It was like really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's like this TED talk, right? About this guy talking about, sorry, this might be like really rough because I watched it at night and I'm like, I didn't do a lot of research on it, but I just want to talk about it. One day I'll do more research about it. But like, so he went on the dark web and he was really famous back in the 80s. He was like on a cereal bar box on a cartoon, right?
Yeah. Who?
And, oh, I forgot his name. I'll search him up later. But so basically he couldn't go anywhere because he's like,
he's that famous.
Yeah. He was too famous. So he got obsessed with like media and like the internet. And that's when the internet started coming up. Yeah. So I started doing like some research, right? So there's like three types of internet browsers. So there's like the surface web where we're allowed, right? Which is like 3% of everything that's on the internet.
Yeah.
And you got the dark web and then you got like it's like something in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? The dark web, basically what it is, it's just you can go on the web anonymously.
Yeah.
Right? So on there, people think it's all like drugs, which you can all get. Hitmen, guns, fraud, fake. First of all, you got a fake ID run there. But like, it takes so long. And I actually searched up how to get into the dark web. And I did a lot of research and I went on this one thing. And then,
how do you get on?
So you can go on this website called Tor, T-O-R.
Yeah.
And then you have to like sign up for it. It's like all
it's like a different browser, right?
It's like a different browser, like anonymous. And like it's really fucked up in there, but it's also really useful for some people because especially a lot of good drug dealers are on the dark web. That's how they sell their drugs. Oh.
So that's how you buy drugs?
Yeah, you can buy drugs there too, but like it takes a while to get on there.
Yeah.
But
you like, got on there?
No, I didn't get on there. I wish I got on there.
Yeah.
But like I try to get on there, but I got way too creeped out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like they're gonna hack my computer.
Oh.
So then I'm like,
yeah, there's probably billions of hackers type of thing.
Right. And honestly, it's just kinda like going back to the thing where they're listening, on the dark web, everything's anonymous. So the guy that was talking on the TED Talk was like, the dark web actually keeps you more private than the surface web does. And you go on the dark web, it's... Have you ever seen the movie... I don't know what it's called, like Unwebbed Dark Web or something? So basically, it's like a group of teenagers. They go on the dark web for a little fun.
Oh, is that a horror movie?
It's a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they all die one by one.
And it's like a Zoom.
Zoom, yeah. And they all die one by one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And wait, I've never seen the movie, but I think I've seen a clip.
Oh, well, I just like... fucked
up. No, it's okay.
So basically, they go on the dark web and they start dying one by one because this like anonymous group. They search up their IP. They do all this thing because they started from the surface web. They're how to get on the dark web. Ha 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 ha. And then they get fucked.
Right? Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, I watched it.
That's where you won the whole dark web thing?
No, bro. I was on TED Talk. I was just watching like TED Talks. I was like the video before. I was like, how a black guy joined the KKK.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like I was just really bored.
Like black guys win?
Yeah. No, it was like he joined the KKK and he like converted them to like being black or something. I don't know. It was crazy. But it's so weird. Like the dark web, I'm going to do more research about it and talk about it. But like, it's crazy how you can just be totally anonymous and you're going to do so much illegal shit on there.
You know what I don't get is that, like, okay, you know how to get on the dark web. A lot of people know how to get on the dark web. Yeah. Why the heck don't police know how to get on the dark web?
No, they do. And that's what...
How do they not shut it down?
Because they can't... There's...
It's, like, untrackable. There's no certain person they can shut it down to.
Bro.
Right?
Yeah. What the fuck? I just saw someone walk by there and I got so scared. I'm like, dark web.
Dark web. Yeah, but, like, it's, like, Bitcoin, maybe?
Bitcoin started, like, from all this thing because it was cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and no one knows who the creator of Bitcoin is. That's why governments can't shut it down.
And, bro, there's, like, this... this like extra factual thing, right? There was this website called the Silk Road. It was gonna be like Tor. It was gonna be like that, and it all started from this one guy. I'll actually search it up real quick. What his name is, but so basically, he created this website, and you could do anything on there. It was like the dark web, but everything was linked to him. The Silk Road creator. Hold up, I spelled creator wrong.
I think you're gonna get a different thing.
Ross, no, it was this guy.
Oh, okay.
Ross William Elbricht. So he was doing this experiment, right? And he was like, let me search up. On the site, people from around the world could buy and sell illicit drugs, weapons, poisons, and services such as computer hacking. He created this as an experiment. Okay. And you know how many years he went to jail for?
How many?
Guess.
5 years?
He went to jail for the rest of his life.
Oh, the fuck?
He got a... Because it's selling drugs, selling weapons, selling all that. But he created this as an experiment. He didn't think this would actually happen.
Yeah, but like, why didn't he shut it down after everything?
Because he couldn't.
He couldn't?
It was too quick. It was just
too like big.
And they wanted... Yeah, it was too big, too quickly. And eventually they sold all of it. And it was like... This guy, he was just so...
It's so weird that stuff exists. You know, like, you never think, like, you can just go on Google or, like, Tor or whatever and just, like, search up...
Yeah, bro.
...kill you or something, right?
I'll search up how much money the Silk Road made. It made roughly $183 million.
Oh, my God.
And so he went to jail for laundering, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, and a conspiracy to traffic narcotics. Bro,
I get scared, like, really easily. So if I created something like that, I was like, I don't know, I just shut it out.
This guy didn't care. He was, like, smiling in his...
Like, we get scared when we sign up for Pornhub Premium.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, you put your like school email on it.
Yeah, I'm like, good job.
My parents' name, prayer, scared guard.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't go that far. But like, the dark web is so cool to me. We should like join it off like someone's computer.
Maybe we should do that for like a podcast segment or something. Live podcast, you going on the dark web, see who dies first.
Yeah, that would be. That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd get views.
We died! No, but I want to... Bro, we got to do this one day. Well, one podcast, we'll just do all dark web.
Okay. I've seen that infographics video about it, and I found it pretty interesting, too.
Bro,
kind of scary, but, like...
I was just like, dark web. And I found, like, this website, finally. And then
you watched the full movie, too?
No, I didn't watch the movie yesterday. I watched the movie a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, but, yeah.
Okay, well, to dumb down the conversation, you ever think, what if animals become like humans? But like, no, but like, okay, imagine, like, I don't get why, like, you know how we evolved from chimps, right?
Yeah.
Why don't chimps and like dogs and like they evolve and like gain consciousness? Oh, well, I know about that. That's not the creator of Bitcoin, though.
What?
Okay, wait.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
I'll talk about that after. But like, there's an interesting story behind that. But like, what if, why don't animals evolve into actual conscious beings type of thing?
Maybe they are conscious beings and we're the dumb ones.
Yeah, but like, we're not living in an animal's world.
We are living in an animal's world.
No, there's more humans than animals. No.
There's way more animals than humans.
No, but like, okay, no. But there's more like species. There's like, there's more human species than like a certain type of like tigers. There's way more humans than tigers or crocodiles.
Well, there's way more bugs than humans.
Okay, do we live in a bug world? You think we live in a bug
world? Bro, we live in an animal's world.
You think they...
Animals were here before us. Animals outpopulate us. Animals created everything.
Yeah, but we could end animals if we wanted to.
But animals could end us if they wanted to.
No, they couldn't.
Have you watched Planet of the Apes?
Okay, yeah, exactly. But they're not just smart enough. They don't have the...
Well, how do you know they're not smart enough?
Okay, you see that thing, though? Like, Okay, so we talked about this way back. Tesla's making, Elon Musk making a cyberlink, right?
Yeah.
And they put a cyberlink to the monkey recently. And yeah. Like, the monkey could do, like, computer shit. Like, he was, like, playing games and stuff. Like, it was pretty
insane. I got to play games like a monkey.
Yeah, but we can do that. But, like a monkey can't play Pong, like, usually. But, like, the monkey was playing, like, Pong, and it was insane. Because, like, before they were just doing it on pigs. But now they're doing it on monkeys. And that's, like, pretty close to humans.
Yeah, it's like Didi or something.
But, like, you ever see BoJack Horseman?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's, like, an animated show.
Is it, like, comedy?
Yeah, it's comedy. And it's okay. And so, like, it's this guy, and, like, the animals live normal lives too. Like the main person's a horse. The main person's a horse, and like he's an actor, but he's like a failed actor now. And he's like,
and he like, used to be really famous.
Yeah, and like he, so, but like they can date, like other humans and stuff. Like a dog is like a conscious being, and like they can date. They can date other humans type of thing and have relationships type of thing. So, like, do you think there's ever going to be a time where, like, animals evolve to...
No.
Like, billions of years from now, no?
No, I don't think anyone's going to be married no pig when we're older.
Why not? Because, like, evolution happens because, like, just to make it easier for the being type of thing. Like, a beaver got that type of tail because it's easier to make a dam that way. But what if our society becomes so futuristic, right, that there's no space for animals and they can't live in their habitats that they're used to? So they have to evolve to, like, real beings, maybe. I don't know. You ever think of that?
I think we're overthinking this right now, and that was weird.
What if if that happens, maybe that would be, like, the new thing. There could be, like, the next Elon Musk could be a monkey.
Dating a thick horse or some shit?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe everybody...
Yo, horses are strong. They got some strong
guys. Exactly, and, like, there could be this new, like, whole racism thing. Like, now you got, like, animal races. Like, maybe we're animal races and we don't like horses or something. Or, like... But, like...
Okay, go on.
Like, what if there's, like, a tiger? Like, the tiger's gonna, like... Insane. Like, he's gonna be jacked type of thing. And he's just walking on two legs type of thing. And he's just being a normal person. But, like, you know he could just, like, kill you. Like, Zootopia. But, like...
Bro, Zootopia, best movie ever.
Yeah, like they could have ambitions and like maybe.
How do we not know they have ambitions already? They don't have. Wait, how do we know that? How?
Because you never see a tiger achieve something. Maybe
they're in an environment of the current. Well, hunting, that's their achievement. Oh, I got my first kill today. I'm going to eat my first kill.
You know what I think? I feel like ambition's a pretty new concept.
Oh.
Yeah, because like, okay, you ever watch Django? Watched Django, right?
I watched it before you, actually.
In the movie, it's like a way back, it's Western times, right? Western times, nobody had ambition. Like nobody, there was no such thing as actors or I don't know what other like things, but like it was just, I don't know, what would you call that time?
80s.
No, it's not the 80s, it's like way, way back, but like
the 20s.
No, like what would you call those people? Like they were just like slave owners,
white people,
and just farmers, and like that's all they had. That's all they knew. That's all they had. Like you got out, if you left your town, you were a totally different person when you entered another town because they had no idea who the heck you were. Like so, the criminals and stuff would just move towns, type of thing.
Yeah,
and so like, there was no such thing as like something that they would have to like work towards. You were just born into whatever social structure you were in. So if you were a slave owner, you were a slave owner for life, type of thing. And then you'd passed it on to your son. And then he was a slave owner. So they like married their sisters and shit too. It was kind of weird. But like, and if you were born a slave, you were a slave for life, type of thing. And there was like no really getting out of that. I don't know. So like entertainment wasn't much of a thing.
Yeah.
As much as it is now.
Because
there wasn't like any corporate structure which you would build a business on or something like that. Like I feel like you could build businesses, but it wasn't for the fact of you were ambitious to do a business type of thing. It was just because you had to do it. You sold beaver tails, that's what you had to do type of thing.
And so we're just like, we have more things that we can do now than we can do before. We're just known for one thing back in the day.
Yeah, that's all they knew type of thing. Yeah. And that's all they had type of thing, access to.
Hold on.
Actually, there might be ambition back then because there's still insane scientists back then.
Mm.
And they were ambitious to achieve something great or something. But I feel like ambition's just more prevalent now, type of thing.
Yeah,
more people ambitious now than they were back then, type of thing.
Agreed.
And so what do you think? So do you think animals have ambitions now that we've set our point, type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what do you think they're ambitious for?
Well, maybe prey, maybe what they're going to eat. Maybe that's what they...
You think they prey?
Whatever they prey on, right? Maybe that's their ambition. Like, oh, I want to eat this.
Oh, I thought you meant like prey.
Yeah, Baba G, God.
You think they have a religion?
Yeah.
Like, no. Because they have tribes and stuff. So like a wolf tribe type of thing.
No. All together. Maybe like a senior wolf or some shit.
Maybe one day.
Alpha?
Bro. Would you, okay, the last question. Would you fuck a gorilla?
Okay. Just let's talk about this. What is this conspiracy? Okay. I never heard
so,
of
it. Satoshi Nakamoto. Yeah, Satoshi Nakamoto. It's just a name they put Bitcoin under. And there's a guy, but he didn't actually create Bitcoin. Nobody actually knows who the creator of Bitcoin actually is.
Yeah.
Because that's why governments can't shut it down.
What does this guy look like?
He's pretty old, but like, he's not actually real.
What do you mean?
Like, this guy's real, but he's not Satoshi Nakamoto. Like, search up why the governments can't shut down Bitcoin. Because governments want to, because it's like a universal currency. Like, you don't go to France and you don't go to US and Bitcoin changes. It's still the same. Whereas if you take the US dollar to France, it's going to change into a euro or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's why governments want to shut down.
Disruptive protocols like Bittorrent or Bitcoin make it impossible to shut them down. For every governmental countermeasure, there is a personal countermeasure, and it's easier to find the actual criminals if you haven't driven them at all. The government cannot shut down the protocol.
So
this guy didn't create it. It's like a whole different guy.
It's like, yeah, he didn't create it. Nobody knows who created Bitcoin. This guy actually didn't create it. But like, if you watch the Impulsive episode, and they had like a Bitcoin expert on it, and that's like where I kind of learned it, type of thing. And like, and that's why they can't shut it down, because they don't have one person to pin it on, and so they have no reason to shut it down. Because Bitcoin could mess up economy drastically. Like, one day, what if everyone, the rich, are the people that have Bitcoin, and the poor are the people that don't? And it's like a dystopian society, like Blade Runner or something.
Bro, I'm so confused. Like, so this guy did not create, but so how did he get his name on it? One day you woke up, he's like, oh, Bitcoin.
It's not a real name.
But yeah.
It's a made-up name.
But this guy is the one who's responsible for it.
No.
Is this guy just a meme?
Yeah. I think he just kind of got it pinned on him, type of thing. Like, that's why there's this one. Be a Craig Wright being Satoshi.
But, like, there's, look how many pictures of
them. Because this is guy's Dorian Nakamoto. This guy's real name is that. So, nobody knows who really created it. They just found a face to pin it on, type of thing.
They're saying this guy created it.
Yeah.
That's so, I never knew that. I'm so confused. I'm sorry.
It's really confusing. I have no idea. I might just fucked it up. But like, I know they don't know who created Bitcoin. And they depended on that.
So, and that's basically, what can cryptocurrency be used for?
Right now, you can buy a Tesla with it. You can, it's becoming more of a useful stuff, but like, not much with it. I feel like it's...
So then why are people buying? Why is the obsession?
Because it's going to become big one day. More people are going to start... Because more people are starting to accept Bitcoin, more people are going to start.
So how does... Like, you just get, like, dollars off the thing and then... tap or some shit?
Yeah, it'd be like that. Like, how much... You have a card, and it's a Bitcoin card or whatever, and, like, you just tap it, and, like, it'll minus it from your account, type of thing.
And when you buy it for $80,000, right?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to put your own money in it. It'll just like invest in itself.
I don't know how it's on a blockchain. I know that, but like,
what the heck's that?
I don't really know. It's like, it's very complicated. I have no idea. We need like Bitcoin expert or something. But like. The more people that are invested in it, the more it's going to go up, type of thing. So, like, and a lot of people are invested in it, so it's probably not going to go down.
And if how do people make money from investing in, like, Bitcoin?
So, like, basically, Bitcoin right now, it's not much of a currency. Yeah. But it's going to become one day, I think. But, like, it's basically just a stock right now. So how stocks work like, more people buy it, the more it goes up. The more people sell it, the more it goes down, type of thing. It's basically right now, it's just a stock.
So what was Dogecoin?
Dogecoin is a meme. It's never going to become anything. But people just invest in it because it's a meme.
I thought like it made like a lot of money.
Yeah, it did. It made, but it was a meme though.
What is Dogecoin?
Search it out. Dogecoin. You know the meme Doge?
No.
Doge, D-O-G-E.
What is that?
And search up Doge meme. That, see, that, like, dog? You've never seen that dog?
Oh, my God.
They made a coin. Yeah. It's just, like, like, funny. It's not, like, a serious thing. It's, like,
you know... 127 billion.
You know how people invested in GameStop that one time just to like shake up the stock market? This is the exact same thing. A lot of people hated it.
In like December 6th, 2013.
Yeah, it was created a long time ago. Doge was a meme back then.
Who's the creator of Dogecoin?
I don't know. It's like a meme though. Like Elon Musk put it in his bio, so a lot of people invested in it type of thing. If Elon Musk makes like a stock statement or something, a lot of people invest in it. Just because like their stock price usually goes up.
This is the Doge. Oh my god. This guy makes money from... Okay, this is mind-fucking to me. I don't know why.
You know what I don't get, though, is, like, you know how Jeff Bezos is, like, or, like, Elon Musk is the richest person on Earth? Okay, maybe I get Elon Musk, but Jeff Bezos, right? Okay, isn't there a certain amount of money that's enough? And if he sells all his stock, does Amazon go down?
Yeah, I think so. I think like, it would crash, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Amazon would crash. So, like, how does he get that money? So he's just making, like, other profits from Amazon, I know that, but, like, if he wants the billions, right, he'd have to sell his Amazon stock.
Yeah.
So he's technically, like, he doesn't have that money in his bank account.
Well, the thing is, I feel like he, no matter what, it kind of is, because he can have it whenever he wants.
If he sells it, and then the market will crash.
Yeah. It won't affect him, probably.
Yeah, it won't. But, like, that would be insane. Like,
could someone just do that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Isn't there... Is there securities or something that, like, protect somebody from it?
Yeah, what would happen if that, like, happened?
You ever see that movie, Fun with Dick and Jane?
No.
It's a Jim...
Fun with Dick, I would think so many different things.
No, it's not about that. But, like, it's really funny. It's a good movie. It's with Jim Carrey. And in it, like, he gets into a company, right? And he becomes, like, a serious investor in the company. But the owner sells all his stock. So the company goes under and, like, everyone's screwed type of thing. Because, like, they're part of a bankrupt company type of thing. So, and then he gets, like, revenge on them, but, like, I don't want to spoil the movie, because it's a pretty good movie. But, like, I feel like it, so does that mean it can happen, or is there, like, securities protecting everybody's investment or something? Because I don't get how, because as soon as Amazon drops a certain price every single day, like billionaires and like millionaires have the certain limit that they're just gonna sell automatically, so it just caused Amazon to go like insanely down.
If I ever became a CEO and I was really old, I would sell all my stock.
Yeah,
I would fuck everyone.
But like, you could just pass it down to your son, and like he'd have all the money.
I would not have a son. I would have a daughter, and then I would.
Okay, and then you'd sell. But like, no. But then your daughter could be making every single day like money too.
Oh fuck! Like, fuck her. She has to make her own money. I would sell everything for the meme
and bury it.
No, just
charity.
Oh yeah, all that money. I would
give it to charity.
Give it to like St. Jude's.
I wanna actually do that, like, before I die, screw my son in.
Or, like, cancer research?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but cancer research, okay, this is a conspiracy we could talk about, but, like, do you think it's a scam?
No. It takes a lot of money for, like, all this research, because, like...
It's been happening for years and years and millions.
I feel like cancer can't be cured, though.
Millions, and so then where's the money going?
Research.
Like, what are they... What?
No, one day... One day it will be, but it's just... It's probably such a difficult algorithm.
It's such a profitable business, though, that, like, what if they're just keeping the money keeping the cure just because they're like, oh, people keep sending donations and...
What's a profit charity called?
Non-profit or profit?
Profit.
Profit charity, yeah.
Fuckers. I'm going to create a profit charity.
Profit charity. A GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
We should start a GoFundMe. Oh, we need podcasts. We only have two podcasts.
You know what brown people never do?
What?
I, like, donate to Twitch or something.
Oh, I've donated to Twitch.
No way.
No, I haven't.
But like, or like subscribe to somebody's OnlyFans.
I don't even know. Oh, I want to do that so bad.
I want to do that, but like my morals will not let me. Like I'm not going to spend $5 if I could get $5 premium or something.
Oh, yo, premium fire. We had it for a while.
Yeah, it was. Is every premium video free right now or something?
I don't know. It's going crazy right now.
It's a blessing, but like, I don't know. Everything's free. But like,
porn. Yeah.
You want to end it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for Gurchap Untitled. Go leave a good review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you all on Friday.
Bye-bye.